You'd think that as a video game podcaster and comedian, my life is all fun and games. And honestly, you'd be right. About 90% of the time, it's pretty sweet. But every morning, I deal with something very, very serious. My face. You don't become an Edmonton Six overnight. It takes work. And in my case, it takes good facial hair. And fortunately, I have a great facial hair tag team partner in Harry's. Hit up harrys.com/RTG for a $3 trial set and see what I'm talking about. Harry saw the tire fire that the shaving market had become and asked, how did it get like this? Crappy plastic razors, overpriced blades, all locked up like gold bars. And they said, no, we can fix this. And damn it, they did. Harry's ships premium quality razors right to your door. About once a month, I check my mail and there's that little box with everything I need to keep my kid presentable status. The blades stay sharp longer, which means an easier time getting my face in order in the morning. And the razors don't look like a dumb piece of plastic that a junior high schooler uses to take care of their peach fuzz. You have the facial hair of a man now. Shave like one. I actually leave my razor handle on the bathroom counter all the time just because it looks so damn classy. Harry's blades are German engineered and they're made to last. They're the best blades on the market for the best price, and you don't even have to go out to get them. Set your delivery schedule and shave like a king. I know it sounds sarcastic, but I'm being serious. I've used Harry's forever. These blades are really freaking good. Highest reviews in the industry, a money back guarantee that you're not going to need, and a subscription that you can cancel anytime you want. Getting ripped off isn't funny. Switch to Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/RTG. That's harrys.com/RTG for a $3 trial set.
Types of people in this world. People that think that the Mega Man games have the best soundtracks in the history of the business, and people that are fucking wrong. You guys, welcome to Remember the Game, episode 5. This week, my buddy David Ray and I sit down and talk about the first NES game on this series, and one of the best NES games in the entire library, Mega Man 2. I am a Mega Man fanatic. I love those games. When he was announced for Smash Brothers, Wii U and 3DS, I was so excited, and other than Bowser, he's the only guy I really play as. I have his amiibo sitting here looking at me. Remember amiibos? Remember when those were a thing? Nobody cares about those fucking things anymore. Mega Man is the best. I love those games. Mega Man 2 is probably my second or third favorite Mega Man. Mega Man X is the best one, but I digress. David sent me the list of games he wanted to talk about. I saw Mega Man 2 and I was like, fuck yes. I can't believe I made it 5 episodes without talking about the little blue son of a bitch, because he's a damn hero, you guys. I'm not going to waste a lot of time because I want to play some more of that music. I'm going to get right into the conversation with David. I hope you guys enjoy it. Thank you so much for all the good feedback so far on the podcast. You guys seem to really be liking them. My download numbers have been really good. As always, I'm going to beg you, if you like it, please leave me a good review. Please tell a friend. I'd really, really appreciate it. Let's keep this thing going. And if you have a game you really like from the old days and you want to talk about it, shoot me a message. Maybe we'll get you on the show and we'll talk some old video games, okay? That's it. Here we go. Me and David nerding out about Mega Man 2. So yeah, like you were saying, coming up the stairs, like, yeah. I mean, like, all the Mega Mans are great.
Yes.
But I agree with you that I think Mega Man, well, of the original six, at least, I think, yes, Mega Man 2 is by far the best.
Well, and I think that was the one that was most prolific. Like, I think if anybody had a Mega Man game, it was number 2.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because,
like, I think that's why it got put on the NES Classic and everything too, right? Like, yeah, it was the one that everyone
played.
Everyone played Mega Man 2. It was, yeah, so fucking good, man.
Like, well, because the first one had all the great in, you know, Iceman and Heat, or like Fireman and all like that. Like, they used all the great themes on the first one, but the game was not that great.
It's really not. Like, when you play it back now, like, it's fun. It's hard.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
All of them are hard.
They are hard, but, like, Mega Man 1, like, goes for your jugular, man. It does not fuck around at all. But you're right. Like, it's, like, to me, my favorite, like, to me, the most iconic bosses are the ones from Mega Man 1, because they're the ones that were in the cartoon. Like, for the, I know other ones did, but, like, Gutsman and Iceman. Like, the Cutsman. I love Cutman. He's the best. He's so stupid. But Mega Man 2 was, like, they discovered the formula with Mega Man 1, and then they perfected it.
Yeah.
In Mega Man 2.
Well, and that's because a lot of those early NES games do that thing of like, oh, this is going to be so, we're going to make it so difficult, like a kind of a leftover from arcade days. Ugh. Where it's like they had to make them so tough to get people to put in their quarters. But by Mega Man 2, it's like, oh, we got to like lighten up
a
little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so much fun. I like the music, as I was also saying to you, is like, I was listening to that music coming in here because I'm like wanting to get amped. And it's amazing because the music on an NES, like they only have a certain range of musical tones. They have like 12 tones.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of them's like a guy horking, like that's a noise they could use. But they've somehow figured it out to like make really good.
Oh.
You could put that on like a dance club right now and people would be into it, I think.
Yeah, dude, the Mega Man music is music. You can like listen to that on the treadmill and it fires you up. You're like, let's go. Like, it's Mega Man. Let's
you
fucking
want
go.
To run you faster. Do. Yeah.
For the first few episodes of this podcast, I've picked like the title track from games and edited it into the intro.
Yeah,
like
right.
Super Mario World themes.
I noticed that. Yeah.
And I was thinking about that with this one and I'm like, I'm going to listen to all these and pick one because I'm like, Mega Man's got some good fucking tootage to it, man.
Well, like the one that you frequently see when you like look up Mega Man, they bring up Dr. Wily Stage 1.
Right, yeah,
that's the big one. But like I also was a big fan of the Flashman.
Yeah.
Flashman song, and then even the title, like once it gets to the actual music or the theme of it, kind of it.
I really think the music is part of the charm of Mega Man. Like the games are fun. Like the games are awesome. The games handle tight. They're challenging, but they're fair. Like for the most part, they're fair. Like I love the Mega Man games, but there's something about the like. I have other games that I'll play, especially like old NES and SNES games now, where I'll like, I'll mute it and I'll listen to a podcast while I'm playing. Or, you know what I mean? Like, or something like that. Cause it's like, I've heard this song over and over and over. But with Mega Man, no.
You never tire of it.
No, dude. Yeah. Like when I play it on something where I can put my headphones on, I'll put my headphones on and like turn it up.
Yeah.
Because you get legitimately jacked up. Like at this point, if you're listening to this and you don't know what the fuck we're talking about, you've never played Mega Man. Because if you've played Mega Man, you know how good the music is.
It's, and that's a rarity for me. Cause like, I'm not a big music and video games kind of a guy, but like Mega Man is the exception where it's like all of them, as soon as I heard it again, I'm like, oh yeah, this one was so good and this one was so good. That's how I feel about the music.
No,
there.
Dude, I agree. I like it. It's like with each of the previous episodes I've done, I've actually saved the music that I downloaded on my phone just to listen to it on occasion. Sure. And with Mega Man, I'm like, I'm going to download like 4 or 5 of these, I think, and put them all on my phone because they're so good.
And there's a bunch of remixes. Like it just lends itself to like...
Yeah. I think there's like a band or a musician or something out there who like remixes Mega Man music. That's like what
he does.
There's
a bunch, yeah.
Yeah, that's so cool. Like,
yeah. Well, have you heard of Hey Listen?
No.
It's a local band. It's Liam Creswick's brother, Andrew.
Yeah.
And they do like covers of video game songs.
That's rad.
That's what they do. And Hey Listen from like Navi.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Just last week, Mark and I were talking about like, by the time this podcast comes out, I've already posted the Ocarina of Time one.
Yeah, I just saw it post. Yeah.
My God, do I rant about Navi? Fucking just, Hey Listen. Shut the fuck up.
I know what's going on.
I know how to play the game. Luckily, Mega Man 2 doesn't have Navi. It doesn't have anything like that.
No, it's just
rad. So when I posted the ad being like, yo, does anyone want to come on and talk about video games? Let me know. You messaged me pretty quick, and Mega Man 2 was like one of the first ones on your list. So like, I assume you owned it growing up?
Yes. Or like a friend had it, and I just like borrowed it for far too long.
All the time. Yeah. So and I take it you've beat it.
Yes.
Numerous times.
It was one of the few games that I did beat. And, like, Mega Man's, as we've said, like, that series in general is a challenging series. And like, that was like, that's one of my proudest video game moments.
Is finishing.
Is being that one.
Yeah, dude. And like, and I do think that Mega Man 2 is one of the easy, it's still hard.
Yes.
I don't think it's like Mega Man 1.
No.
Or like,
because like Mega Man 1 had the Iceman level where it's just like being in the level was killing you.
Oh, dude. They were like, Mega Man 1 was fucking vicious. Mega Man 2, now granted, when I replayed it for this podcast, because it was the first, it had the normal and the difficult setting.
Right.
I only played it on normal, so yeah, I didn't find it too bad.
Yeah.
But did you play it on difficult as a kid?
No. Because I mean, well, when that came out, I'd be like, 7 or 8
right,
or
whatever. Right,
like,
right.
You know, you're just not good.
Dude, yeah. Like, is it like, do you find now when you go back and play games you played as a kid and you're like, this is like I'm obviously I'm better at video games than I was 25 years ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm like, how the fuck did I die so much? I'm like, this isn't that bad now. Like,
but I think a part of that is like, it's ingrained. Like you, it's like riding a bike kind of like, because you know all the patterns because they do like that. Mega Man is famous for the blocks that go in and out, and you have to memorize, like, you jump now.
Dude, those are, like, when I was replaying this one in Heat Man's level, he has all those fucking red blocks that disappear and reappear.
And you die if you...
Dude, I was like, I'll wait, because eventually you get... it's not Rush yet. At that point, you're just getting, like, items. It's, like, item one, item two, item three, and they're, like, it's like a hoverboard and like a platform to go up, and I waited till I got like the rocket one and just shot across. I was like, I'm not wasting my time on this because I can't do this.
I'm an adult with responsibilities.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly it. But no, it's like, it's rad. It's rad. Like, some of the bosses are great. I mean, and then I would be amiss if I did not mention Metal Blade.
Oh, yeah, like, that's the best one.
It's the best weapon maybe in any Mega Man game. It's like, it's the spread gun from Contra for Mega Man. Like, it's,
because it's, you can shoot in all directions. You just, which no other weapon in that game anyways does.
No, it goes in all directions. It uses no energy, like, to shoot it. Like, you just know it doesn't take, it takes forever to run out of power for it.
Yeah.
And it like rips through most bad guys too.
Yeah.
It's funny because I don't know about you are, like, when I was a kid, and I'm still like this with like RPGs.
Yeah.
I don't use my items. I don't use my magic. I'm always like, I gotta save it in case I need it later. And then at the end, I'll beat.
You never needed it.
No.
Yeah.
And I was the same way with Mega Man. I would always unlock the boss's weapons, and then outside of fighting the bosses, I never used them.
Right.
Because I was afraid of running out of energy.
Right.
And so now in this playthrough, I was like, dude, I'm gonna use Metal Blade just because that was the first boss I beat.
I feel that that's the one that you could use consistently. Like, you just replace your gun.
That's what I did. Yeah. Unless you hit a bad guy where the Mega Blaster doesn't work, I just use Metal Blade the whole game.
Yeah.
And it's so powerful. Like, it's so good.
Well, and here's a good question of, like, what order did you fight the boss? Did you try to do the... Because, like, each boss has, like, a certain, like...
Right.
Weapon that they're weak to and all that kind of stuff.
Which is part of the charm of Mega Man. Like, that's one of my favorite things about Mega Man is figuring out, like, dude, like, I mean, you've played Mega Man games. To me, there's nothing better than the first time I hit another boss with one of their other one's weapons
and
see their health bar go like a quarter down, and you're like, I fucking got you.
I got you.
You know what I mean? It doesn't matter how badass you are. Like, I have you.
Yeah.
And one thing, and I made a note to make sure to bring this up, in Mega Man 2 in particular, like, the when you find a boss's weakness, like, it fucks those bosses up.
Yeah, it makes quick work of them. Yeah.
Like, they're easy once you, like, they're, I mean, in a lot of games they're easy, but in Mega Man 2 in particular, like, sometimes it's 2 or 3 hits and you can finish a boss off.
Like, what is it, the, well, like, depending on what version of Mega Man you have, the Clash or Crash Bombs will take out Quick Man.
Yeah.
Pretty quickly.
Yeah, yeah. It's, and I didn't realize this until just, and I can't believe I never knew this as a kid when I was replaying it for this. I found out that if you hit Metal Man with Metal Blade, it kills him in one hit.
Yeah.
When you fight him in Wily's castle.
On the replay. Yeah, yeah.
That's the best thing ever.
Oh, that, and that's a great sequence at the end where you just, like, you get to play through the bosses again. Like, that's just a fun little...
I enjoy that they put that into the games. It's like, I mean, sometimes, I mean, there's a couple of them, and I'm going to go back and play all of them now just because I want to play Mega Man.
Yeah.
There's a couple of them I remember, like, getting stuck at those as a kid and just being like, how do I have to beat all 8 of these guys in a row? Like, I don't know his weakness, or I'm out of weapon energy in this one.
Right.
But in this one, pardon me, especially if you know what weakness works on what boss, it's just fun to go back and just beat all, like, you just, like, you own all 8 of them. And each one gives you a giant health pellet. So you're full the whole way through.
You're good to go,
Like, I found that part incredibly easy, but there's something satisfying about that.
Well, like, really, Mega Man is about those boss fights.
It really is. Yeah, it really is.
Well, and there's something, the other really cool thing about Mega Man, and we've been more or less talking about it, is the idea that you choose what order of level to go in. Like, yeah. You can go to this one first, this one, you know, whatever order you like, and technically there's nothing stopping you from beating the game that way.
Right.
It's just like, oh, yeah, Metal Man was always the first one, because he's fairly easy to fight, even with your basic weapon.
Even the Mega Buster really hurts him. Like, he's so easy.
He's very easy.
Yeah.
And he got one of the best weapons they can use everywhere. So, and I was like going through this, like, even now, without really looking it up, I'm like, right, use this weapon and this weapon. Like, I was trying not to look up too much stuff before coming here, because I was like, I want to see how much I can remember.
Dude, you know what's good about this one? And I feel like Mega Man 1 was the same thing, because Mega Man 1, you pointed out, had the basic elements. It had fire, ice, like bombs with like Guts Man was like construction.
Yeah.
It was pretty easy to figure out what weapon went to what guy. Like, who do I use on this guy? Do you know what I mean? This one, I haven't played this game in years. When I fired it up, I was like, I'm not Googling the boss order, because I don't like doing that. I'm like, I'll trial and error it. And I nailed all 8 in a row from Metal Man.
Yeah.
And for the most part, if you look at the game, you're like, oh, they probably, like, I beat Metal Man. And then I was like, so out of all these other weapons, what would metal work best, like a blade work best against? Yeah. And I was like, well, wood. Because you could use the blade to cut down the tree.
Well, and that's the secret, is like, you can use Metal Man's weapon on both him and also Bubble Man. Bubble Man is just like...
Oh, yeah.
He, like, does not take much from it either. And then you go from, like, Bubble Man to Heat Man.
Yeah.
Heat Man, I don't know who he's strong against.
Heat Man, okay, so I went Metal Man to Wood Man to Air Man. And I don't know why I thought wood would work. I think it was Air Man.
You're right.
Yeah, because Airman, that's right. Because Airman, Woodman, you use that like leaf shield, and all you do is stand behind Airman, use it once, and it catches him like 5 times, it kills him.
Yeah,
like he's a piece of cake.
Yeah.
And then I took the air to, I think
it's supposed to be Flashman, isn't it?
I don't. How did I figure this out now? I can't remember what it was. It might have been Flashman.
I think it's Flashman.
I think Heatman was the one I beat last, so I don't remember what his weapon was strong against, because he was the last guy. I find his level the hardest. Like, just to get to him without that fucking number 2 rocket to get across those, like, platforms and shit.
I remember that distinctly, too, as a kid doing that.
And
then when I got, like, a little older, and because they re-released it a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I played through it again. It was like, oh, now I'm, like, able to do it.
But
I remember as a kid, I'm like, I needed that rocket sled, otherwise I was not
It was like, and honestly, like, I might have been able to do it if I sat there and played long enough, but I was just getting pissed off at it. I was like, forget it. I was like, I have the number 2, I'm just using the rocket. I don't fucking care.
I don't care. Well, what was it? I know the level that was challenging for me as a kid, just because it, like, seemed so intimidating, was the Quick Man level, where it's just, you're falling, and then the beams would come along.
Oh, God.
And you would have to, like... If you got made one bad jump, you're like screwed. You couldn't get out of it.
Yeah, like, so yeah, you're falling. Those beams come across the screen really quick, and they one hit kill you.
Yeah,
and like,
and they stay there. They stay so if you like went down the wrong way, you can find yourself trapped by it.
It really comes down to just trial and error.
Yeah,
and knowing like, okay, once I fall through this screen, I got to land to the left so I can run to the left. Do you know what I mean? Like it, and then they trick you with those fucking, they put like a one up and like a,
oh, they really try to,
and I go for it. I'm like, oh, I can get that. And it, no, you can't fucking get it. You can't fucking get it.
Because they there's the idea of like, oh, if I'm talented enough, I can pull it off. I don't know if you can. Like,
yeah, I don't know if it was designed to work. They're just there to fuck with you. I forgot about that. I just played this. I forgot about that. Fucking Quick Man. I died a lot.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Podcasting's a weird job because I talk to you nerds all the time. Every day, I tell you all about my life, the good and the bad. The ugly, I kind of keep that offline. And it's not that I don't want to talk about it. I'd love to talk about it. I just need to pick and choose who I talk to. We all have stuff that just lives in our minds, rent-free, 24/7. Talking about them can really help because the longer you keep something bottled up, the more likely it is to blow. You've heard me say it before, and you're going to keep hearing me say it. Therapy is the way. Therapists can be that ear to bend when you really need to get something off your chest and don't know who to talk to. And BetterHelp is a great way to go about it. I don't BS you guys. I don't say I've used something if I've never used it. I've personally talked to a BetterHelp therapist about the stuff going on in my personal life, and I genuinely found it helpful. To have someone to talk to that doesn't have any skin in the game, that can just listen and try to help me come up with a roadmap to get through the tough times, it's just invaluable. It has seriously really helped me. I've talked to my therapist through video, and you can do it that way, or you can do it over the phone, or even just over chat. And they give you as many schedule options as possible so you can work a session in around your life. It's licensed therapy, as convenient as it gets. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/rememberthegame today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/rememberthegame.
A quick man's level.
Well,
actually.
And that would be like just like the rocket sled on Heat Man. I would use like the Flash Man, like time stop thing get through the beam thing. Little do you, I don't know if you realize this, but like the thing that hurts Quick Man is if you can get to the boss and use the Flash thing, it just drains his health.
Yeah, because he can't, because he's quick and he can't move.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which I was like. But I never realized that because I already used it all up.
That's smart, dude. Yeah. That's like, see, and that's like, to me, that's one of the genius things about Mega Man. Because there's other, I don't remember if they did this in Mega Man 1 really, but at least in there's aspects of this in Mega Man 2 where that you can use a weapon creatively to alter the stage to make it easier. Like you said, yes. I never even thought of doing that in Quick Man's level where you could freeze those beams.
Yeah.
Fuck, I wish I thought of that.
Yeah. Oh, I immediately did that.
I can't believe I never thought of that. And there's parts like in Heat Man stage where there's a part where there's like all these little floating, like the spinning eye discs.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's like platforms where you have to jump on those appearing bricks to get over these like towers of platform.
Yeah.
But if you have Crash Man's weapon, you can shoot it into like areas of the walls and it'll blow the area up and you can just run through.
Oh, like make a door for
you.
Yeah,
yeah. And it felt like it was, I mean, like in the later games, like when you play like Mega Man X and some of those, it's incredible what you can do the levels with the weapons.
Yes.
But it was like, again, a Mega Man 2, like, there's a reason it's put at the, like, I think most people would put Mega Man 2 and Mega Man 3 at the top of the pile.
Yes.
It's interchangeable. It's whatever your preference is. But yeah. Like to me, Mega Man 2 was the one where they were just like, yo, okay, like let's, they, first of all, they made it the iconic 8 bosses instead of 6,
yeah,
which was awesome.
Yeah.
But to me, the big thing was the way, yeah, they made the environment so, what's the word I'm looking for? You were so able to alter the environments just by using the weapons. They weren't just to attack people.
Yeah.
Which
sure.
is so, like, especially back in those days, it's so clever, you know?
Well, that's what was so interesting about that game. I think it changed a lot, or like did a lot of different things. Because if you think about it, even the first Mega Man was like this too, but the look of it was really on point. Like, it was a good looking 8-bit game.
Yep.
Whereas, you know, you could still see some games come from that era and like they had restrictions, but they figured it out that you can see these very distinct bosses and they didn't look the same. They look dynamic and interesting.
I mean, the graphics in all the Mega Man games, like you say, are good. It's funny because near the end of the NES's life, more companies kind of figured out what they could do with the software. You know what I mean? Like Kirby's Adventure came out near the end. That game looks great.
Yeah.
Little Samson came out near the end. That game looks incredible. Like,
yeah.
There's some great looking games, but Mega Man, I mean, by Mega Man 6, like, it almost looks like a Super Nintendo game. Like, they did a good job.
Somehow they figured that out on an 8-bit system.
But they did it back, like, by Mega Man 2, like, it's, I mean, the bad guys are great looking. Mega Man looks incredible. There's no confusion as to, like, where you can go and what you can stand on and stuff like that. And the bosses, because I meant to go back to this earlier, you said that the bosses are really what makes Mega Man games so iconic, like, are those boss fights. And you're right, like, and it's not just Mega Man 2, it's in all of them, but like, I mean, I love the sound of those metal doors when you get to the boss, like that, like, I love that. And you know, and like, do you jump into them?
Oh yeah,
of course you have to. So Mega Man,
if it's a later Mega Man, I slide into it.
Of course, yeah. So Mega Man will like have his arms above his head, looking all badass, and he freezes for that half second. Like to me, those doors are iconic.
Yeah.
And then you fall in, and then the bosses are either there or they show up.
Yeah.
And going right back to Mega Man 1 all the way through, every single, there's no mixing bosses up. They all look so distinct. They look so badass.
They act different, and
some of them look huge compared to Mega Man.
Yeah,
like, which is really cool.
Well, and it feels like it's sort of like a superhero game.
It is.
Like it feels like, oh, this is like, you know, Batman taking on the Joker, where it's like iconic, and all the bad guys are distinctly different. They have interesting powers. You get this sense that you're almost playing a comic book.
You do, yeah. The colors, like, it just, and like, and you're right. Like, I almost, the levels are fine, but like, I almost find the levels boring. I want to get to the boss fights. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, yeah, I know exactly
what you're saying. Just stopping me from getting to the good part.
Yeah, that's it. You know, when I was a kid, we used to rent the Mega Man games, and I would tell my brother he could play the level, but then I got to fight the boss.
Yeah.
And he would get so mad. But I was like, that's the funnest part, is fighting the bosses. Like, in particular, like, to me, like, I'm looking at the roster of bosses from this game, too, and there's a few great ones, but, like, I love Metal Blade, the weapon.
Yeah.
And I think Airman is so badass looking. Like, there's something about him with this giant fan and he just, and it was, and like,
in his chest.
Yeah. And like, even in the 8-bit era, they were able to, like, it's painfully obvious this dude's got a giant fan in his chest. Yeah. And that's his, and he can blow you around.
Yeah.
Like, that's so cool. Like,
yeah.
It's, you're right. I never put it that way, but it is. It's like a superhero game. It's like you're a superhero fighting a bunch of supervillains, is what it is.
Yeah. Well, and the Airman level is a great example of like getting you, put you in anticipation of what's going to be coming, because as you're going along, every once in a while, a big gust of wind comes along.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's theoretically him doing that to you.
Right. Yeah. It's funny because like, so would you get like, okay. Cause my favorite Mega Man game is Mega Man X.
Sure.
Of the original 6 Mega Mans, it's this one.
Yes.
And you said yourself, this is your favorite Mega Man?
Yeah, I would say number 2. And like X, I liked as well, although I didn't have a Super Nintendo, really.
Okay.
So that would be like one I'd play very briefly at a friend's place.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And like I never went back and played it, and I kind of wish I could, because like they did a lot of cool stuff with X and
they did.
Onwards.
They did, yeah, yeah. Where I was going to go with that is like to me, Mega Man X is the pinnacle of the Mega Man games.
Yep.
Having said that, playing Mega Man 2 again, I'm like, there's a lot of like, it almost feels at points like an 8-bit Mega Man X.
Yeah.
Because like in Mega Man X, there's, I think his name is Air Falcon, but he's an air boss and he's at an airport. He's at the top of this big tower, wind's blowing you around and stuff. And that's exactly what Airman stage is like. You know what I mean? Like you got to get up to him to fight him and there's lots of wind blowing you around and everything. And you know, like Woodman is in the woods and like, and they had a Sting Chameleon was in Mega Man X, but he was in the woods.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and I really.
Well, X was a good chance to reboot the series almost.
It certainly was. Yeah. Yeah. It just like. Like, Mega Man is one of my favorite franchises ever.
Yeah.
Like, I love the Mega Man games. And it's really, like, when it boils right down to it, like, Mega Man 2 was where, like, they perfected the recipe of the secret sauce.
Yeah.
And they were like, now we can just come up with different sandwiches to put this sauce
on,
which is what all the other Mega Mans are.
Yeah.
But Mega Man 2 was the one where they were just like, this is it. Like, we fucking got it. 8 bosses. And, like, dude, I just, like, I know I just gush when I get going about these games. But, like, you pointing out, like, too, like... I'd never played a game where you could play each level in whatever order you wanted before.
That's a rarity in the, like, it's a rarity since even. It is. Like, you rarely can you just go to whatever level. It's kind of like Zelda in that regard. You can kind of go wherever.
Right.
It's not open world, but, you know. But they don't do that, especially in the NES era.
No.
I think it might be the only one.
Yeah,
I would
might be.
Argue.
Like, I mean, even when you like get to like Super Mario 3, where it had a map, and you were like, "Wow!" But you can pick like 2 levels at a time.
Yeah,
you can't
like,
go anywhere.
There's no big. Yeah,
it would be like
splitting
to,
map.
No, to make this into Mario 3, it would be like you could pick which of the 8 worlds you want to go play at any given point and go to that world. You know what I mean? Like it was
just start go to your favorite one right away.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's part of the reason Mega Man stands the test of time is because the replayability of it is incredible, because you're like, well, I know for a fact Metal Man's weapon works everyone. I know he's the easiest boss. So you could turn it on and be like, I'll save him till the end.
Yeah.
And I'll go to one of the harder bosses.
Like try
first.
To challenge myself.
Yeah. And it never gets old. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or like trying to fight a boss with a weapon that's not his weakness, but isn't your Mega Blaster either.
Yeah, yeah.
Adds more challenge. Like there's so much variation to the game.
Yeah, you know?
Even sitting here, dude, you and I both agreed we start on Metal Man.
Yeah.
But by the third level, we were on different paths.
Yes.
And we both finished the game. You know what I mean? Like it's, I love it. Now, what do you think about Wily's castles? Because that's where I kind of lose my interest every time I play Mega Man, is when I have to go to Wily.
Yeah, well, once again, that first level, that music just pulls me
right
through.
Yeah.
And that's where, like, my memory, like, that's where kind of a blank spot, where it's like, there's not as, like, yeah, there's that one boss where he's kind of a big tank.
Yeah.
You know, and half tank, half giant robot kind of thing.
Yeah.
But there's not, it's not as iconic. It's not, it doesn't burn into that memory as well.
No, they, like to me, and they never do in any Mega Man. It's like, maybe it's because I know there's no weapons left to get.
Yeah.
And I can't pick the order I want to go. Now it's just one big level and you got to walk through it. But yeah.
Well, and that was an interesting way, actually. That's another good point of like, that's what made those games interesting. To get your new power, you had to take it from the guy who uses it on you first.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, like in Metroid, yeah, you go around collecting all the different items.
Sure.
But this one is, you can take that guy's power if you can just beat him. And
yeah, there's something really cool. Like, did you ever watch the old cartoon?
No.
It was so dumb, but I loved that cartoon when I was a kid.
All and video game TV shows are pretty dumb.
They're all dumb. Like, that old Zelda cartoon's the worst. It's,
yeah.
But, like, in the Mega Man cartoon, he would, like, fight a bad guy. Like, say he was fighting, like, Guts Man. Yeah. And then as soon as he got Guts, all he had to do was go up and touch his blaster. And if he touched Guts Man's arm, then they would show like that scene, like they do in every Mega Man game, where he like gets a power and changes colors. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then he could use Guts Man's power. And like, it's like, I don't even know the words to describe it. There's just something that makes me like happy about that. That you're like, I can take his power. Now I have his power.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like
it was so tough. Like I had to dodge all of these things and it was really tough. You know, dodging those like three tornadoes that come up from Air Man, and then you get to turn around and use that.
Yeah, and they do a really—I mean, they did in the first one too. Like, and all they do a really good job of making you feel like you're using the exact weapon they used on you. Like, I know they used it in different because like every boss has like three or four different attacks they have and shit like
right.
that. But like, you literally have the exact attack they did to you.
Yeah,
and now it's not like it's not like I can't even think of it. I can't even think of an example. I mean, I guess like in Super Mario World, you could jump on a guy with a cape and now you have a cape and you can do shit with it. But it doesn't feel the same as Mega Man. You literally are like, dude, 5 seconds ago, Air Man was blowing these tornadoes at me. Yeah. And now I can blow these tornadoes at anyone I want.
Yeah.
And by the end of the game, when you have all 8 powers, plus whatever else they're throwing at, because you know, usually they have Rush or like whatever.
Sure.
You feel like such a badass. You're like, I've got so many weapons now. Like, let's go. You know what I mean? Like it.
If you're hearing this, you're probably a gamer. And for our kind, nothing is as precious and valuable as our save files. Have you ever experienced the loss of a save file? It's soul-crushing. Dozens, maybe hundreds of hours of work gone like that. But at the end of the day, it's a video game. It matters, but kinda, you know? That exact scenario, but with a work project, an essay for school, data for your business, that's no joke. That can be really serious. You need a safety net. And I got you, fam, with my partners over at CrashPlan. Visit CrashPlan.com/RTG for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. CrashPlan has been protecting people's data since 2001. And a couple years ago, they set out on their own with one mission, to provide the best damn cloud backup solution on the market. CrashPlan runs quietly in the background of your computer or Mac, and every 15 minutes on the clock, they create a new backup of every file that's changed in that time. So if something goes wrong, God forbid, you don't lose hours, lose days, lose weeks of work. Just log into your account and you can download your most recent backup from the secure cloud servers. And there's not just one backup. There's a laundry list of them. You can pick and choose which one you want. It's like the ultimate undo button. If you work on a computer in any capacity, CrashPlan is a must-have. And if you're thinking, that's for big businesses, I'm just Joe Schmo. CrashPlan protects Joe Schmo. They offer a ton of plans and tiers. So there's a CrashPlan for everyone, from small one-person businesses like me to you fancy businesses and offices with staff and free donuts and all that stuff. Time is money. Why wouldn't you protect your work? Spreadsheets, diagrams, videos, art, podcasts. CrashPlan has you covered. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/RTG for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/RTG for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
I love that. I don't even know I don't know how to explain exactly how cool that, like, it almost makes me feel cool just to be like, I took your weapon, now it's mine. That's so badass. And the way he changes color with each weapon.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I do.
Which is like the Metal Man, or like when he has the metal weapon, that Mega Man's the ugliest one.
Oh, it's like gray,
like
brown.
Puke brown.
Yeah, he just looks disgusting. Yeah.
Like, I guess that's what I get.
Like, I guess, like, when they're
best
designing,
weapon, ugliest costume.
Yeah. Like, when I'm looking at the game right now, like, I have the screen of bosses right here on my screen and on my phone. Really, when you look at it, like, Metal Man, Heat Man, Crash Man, and Quick Man all have the exact same two colors.
Yeah.
Like, that reddish, purplish, and that, like, puke yellow. And so it's like you can't make them red and puke yellow four times. So yeah. I guess they just have to use like
different combinations.
Yeah, yeah. But you're right. It sucks because I played almost the whole game with Metal Blade. Yeah. And the whole time, like Mega Man, who normally looks so cool, just looks hideous. Like he just doesn't look good at all.
I liked when you use the Airman thing because he goes in that stark white and the blue.
Yeah.
I thought that looks pretty sharp.
Even that, like, it's cool that like they had 8 bits. They only had so many colors to work with.
Yeah,
and they make him look distinct with each weapon. And for the most part, he looks pretty cool with his different color.
Yeah,
outside of Metal Man, but like, for the most part, he looks cool with like the different colors, like tacked, like everything about. I cannot say enough for what they did with the graphics, considering how old this hardware is and like and what they had to work with at the time.
Well, it was such an efficient use for a sprite. Like, those are like pretty small sprites.
They are, yeah.
But they got so much personality in them. Like,
yeah, dude.
Partially because they gave them such big eyes.
That you can,
which is great. I think it works so well for this scenario. But
he almost even looks like he almost has a hint of 3D-ish to it. Like, they turn him. Like, he's not. Like, when you played the original Mario Brothers, like, Mario was from the... Even Mario 3, for the most part, like, he's from the side.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what you see.
Yeah.
And with Mega Man, when Mega Man's standing still, he stands at an angle. Like, you can see his whole face, both his arms. Like, and, like, that's a really cool touch.
The art design was pretty good in that.
Yeah, like, the way he runs, the way he climbs ladders, and you can, like... I used to love making him climb a ladder and stop halfway up the ladder, so he's, like, mooning you, like, he's bent over. I was like, that's so cool that, like, he could do that. It's not... He doesn't just, like, climb up the ladder and then
I think that's what's missing from a lot of games. I don't think there's enough mooning.
No, there's not nearly enough. There should be a moon man. There should be a moon man boss who just shows his ass to you. And then this one introduced energy tanks too.
Yeah.
Which the first one didn't have. And like that, to me, the energy tank is iconic. That little flashing can with the giant letter E on it.
I love
the look of that.
Yeah.
And dude, there's a few times where like those things save your ass.
Yeah,
you know what
when
I
you
mean?
Run out. Yeah,
like, can you imagine how much easier Mega Man 1 would have been with an energy tank in your pocket? Like, it almost, when you have 4 energy tanks, like, it almost nerfs the game. Like, there's, I can't imagine a boss you couldn't beat with just your Mega Blaster if you had 4, you basically have 5 bars of health to fight a boss with. But at the same time, again, like, if you want to add to the replayability or make it harder, you just don't use them.
Yeah.
You know, that's all you had to do. Like, I use them.
I had that philosophy of like, okay, I might need these later, and then you wind, by the time you're going to like, okay, this is the area where I might use them, you kind of don't need them.
Yeah. I try to save them for bosses.
Yeah.
And then one boss in particular I remember needing it for is that fucking computer thing where you have to, like, you have just enough crash bombs to beat him. Do you know what I'm talking about? And when he attacks you, the balls just shoot out of everywhere.
Yeah.
And that one, I almost always need to use at least one energy tank. I hated that boss as a kid because I couldn't figure... Like, you have one shot at figuring out the order. And if you can't get it right, you basically have to go back and power up the crash bomb before you can go back in and fight him again, which is... I'm not going to say it's bad design because it's Mega Man. There's no such thing as bad design. But it was frustrating.
That's heresy.
Yeah. Because you just didn't realize, like, if you went in there just thinking, like, I'm going to blow up all these doors and then I'll shoot the weapons. And then you realize that, like... You can't. I don't think there's another way to hurt him other than crash bomb that boss.
I don't think so.
And so,
like, that's at the fringe of my memory. I know what you're talking about, but yeah.
So you're fucked. If you don't use them just right, you're fucked. You know what I mean? But again, it's just, I don't know. I'm not going to say it's bad design because it's awesome. It's Mega Man. They're all awesome. Okay, so like we've been holy fuck, this is like, I can't believe we ranted for half an hour.
I'm like, I bet it's getting pretty close
that's
to that
good.
Half hour.
So now I wanted to ask 2 questions. First of all, when you sent me the list of games that we were going to talk about, right away I saw Mega Man 2 and I was like, I'm a Mega Man guy. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Why, you said that you had like special memories. Is it just something you played a lot as a kid?
Well, this one for me was just like the game I'm probably the most proud of beating, especially as a kid, because like it's kind of a challenging game, especially
beating
a
Mega Man's accomplishment.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's no like Legend of Zelda, I guess, or if you could ever beat the first one.
No.
That one was kind of a special one to me because it was, I think it was so dynamic. The memories of the music and everything is just right in my brain.
Mm-hmm.
And I think back to that game and wish I could play more of them, but I'm always like kind of disappointed in anything that's not Mega Man 2.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah. I also chose the other reason I chose it is because I'm like, oh, there's also like a lot of the comics in town that you're bringing on to do this, yeah, they're like on the younger end of it. I'm like, oh, I bet a lot of them don't play or would suggest NES games.
Dude, this was the first NES game.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was so excited when you suggested, because I love the NES.
Yeah.
So when someone suggested it, I was like, yep, fucking rights. Let's
so
do
I kind
it.
Of
Let's
figured, go. That's why I like put in a few other NES games in that list, because I'm like, I bet everybody wants to talk about, you know, Super Mario
sure.
World, maybe.
Right.
And
like, yeah. Well, because, yeah, like, I want
to. Those are great.
Yeah. But. Like, the Super Nintendo is my favorite console ever.
Sure. Yeah.
But the original NES is like, that's the first one I owned. Yeah. And like, there's, dude, I mean, as I'm sure you can relate, like, the nostalgic feeling I have about those cartridges.
Yeah.
Those giant cartridges. And like, bringing them home from like the video, like renting one for the weekend or borrowing one from a friend.
Yeah.
And putting in that giant cartridge and knowing, like, this is my weekend. I got this card. Like, this is the game I'm playing. And oh, there's just, like, that NES, like, I just, the nostalgic feelings I get for that console are just unmatched by anything.
Well, I can't remember what it was like when I got my Genesis. I don't even know what context I got my Genesis, but I remember getting my NES. Like, mm-hmm. that was the first system I had where I remember I was in the Canadian Tire, and whenever we go to Canadian Tire, I just go to the video game section and just like look at it.
Yeah, all the games were like behind glass, yeah, where you couldn't get them, but you'd look at them, like just in the box.
Yeah, and just like, what? I wonder what that would be like.
Oh, dude, it was the best. Or like going to, dude, when you got to go to the video game store, like the rental store, and get a game, and my mom would be like, hey, you have 5 minutes, go pick a game.
Yeah.
And it was like, 5 minutes? And you're like looking at the back of this box and the back of this box and the back of this box.
Like, it's the most important decision of your...
What's your weekend? Bit,
yeah.
If you fuck it up, your weekend's done. Because I did that. I'm sure you did too.
Yeah.
There's some duds. There's a lot of duds, actually, on the NES.
Especially on the NES.
Yeah, but like for every 10 shit games on that console, there's a masterpiece.
Yeah.
And like, and for my money, outside of the Mario games, because I'm a Mario fanatic, outside of the Mario games, for my money, the Mega Man, I don't know what the word is for sextilogy. I was going to say trilogy. The two trilogies.
Sextology?
Sextology? Okay. I like it. The Mega Man Sextology are six of the best games on that system. They're six of the best games ever made.
Yeah.
Like, they're, even when you get to like
especially if you're going to take a collection from the same series, like, I don't think you'd have a better series.
Nope. I have a Nintendo Switch, and they released the Mega Man Legacy Collection.
Yeah.
And it's Mega Man. The first one's 1 through 6.
Yeah.
And then the second one is 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I haven't bought it yet, only because I'm working on some other games.
Yeah.
But and even though I already have all these games, like on my, because I hacked my NES Classic and added them and stuff like that.
Right.
I'm still getting them for my Switch, so I can play them everywhere. I'll never get tired of them.
Yeah.
7 and 8, I could take or leave.
Yeah.
But 1 through 6, and then we are gonna end this thing right away. But did you play 9 or 10? The two new ones they released?
No.
Oh, they're fucking, like, when I said that number 2 or 3 to me are the best of the original six.
Yeah.
I put 9 and 10 ahead of 2 and 3.
Oh,
because they have
all the history. Like, they have the extra years of game design theory to put in.
But there's still those original 8-bit. They even put things in where they hit, like, their slowdown at points where there's lots of shit on the screen. They get that slowdown, like that
lag,
which adds to the Mega Man feelings. And just, like, the 8-bit, like, outside of Mega Man X, the 8-bit Mega Man games are amongst the best games ever made. Like, I love them so much.
They're very, very good.
Yeah. And, like, just... Dude, like, just this conversation, like, now I'm like, as soon as we're done, I got to go out and do a couple errands, and I'm coming home and firing up, like, Mega Man 3. I'm like, I got to get through all the Mega Mans again now. I got to get my fix, because they're so good. David, on a scale of 1 to 10, using decimals if you would like, what would you give Mega Man 2?
Oh, boy.
I know it's kind of putting you on the spot, but...
I would say... Like, take into consideration on the system it came out... I think it's got to be like a 9.5, probably.
That's about where I was thinking too. Yeah. 9. Yeah, I'll go with the 9.5
Like, even like to today, of I could go back and play that again.
Dude,
there's not a lot of games I would go back and play, but like I could see myself like, I'll spend an afternoon playing Mega Man,
dude. Yeah, like playing that NES Classic since I got it, because that's the first time I've played a lot of those games since like forever. There's a lot of NES games that haven't stood the test of time very well.
Yeah.
Even the ones that were good.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, now you're playing it and you're like, is this pretty?
Yeah.
But the Mega Man ones in particular, 2, 3, are they could literally like say that game had never come out and they released it today as like an indie game.
Yeah.
For like $15 on the Switch or Steam or fucking whatever.
Yeah.
People would be buying it and people would be like, dude, this is awesome.
Yeah.
It handles tight. There's nothing cheap about it. There's nothing broken in it. It's just a
fun game. It was one of the best platformers.
100% it is. And like, and the experimentation with the weapons and the bosses. Oh, God, I love this game. 9.5. You heard it here first. You've probably heard it from everybody how great it is. Mega Man 2 is available on everything. It's on the NES. I think you can get it on your iPhone now. It's,
oh, really?
It's, I think so, but I can't imagine it's very good with touch controls.
No, that'd be a nightmare.
It's like the Legacy Collection, I think, is out on the PS4, Xbox, Switch. It's on the NES Class. It's fucking everywhere. So if you've never played Mega Man 2, you shouldn't be listening to this podcast. You should be playing Mega Man 2 because it's that good. Dude, I'm so happy someone suggested a Mega Man game. Thank you. And you picked a really good one. So thank you so much for that suggestion. That'll do it for another episode of Remember the Game, you guys. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. I'm curious to know what your favorite Mega Man game is, so I guess I don't have comments. I guess if you listen to this on YouTube, you could leave it in a comment. Otherwise, I don't know. Just tell me next time you see me. And if you've never played a Mega Man, dude, the Mega Man Legacy Collections are available like on fucking everything. And now the Mega Man X Legacy Collections are available on almost everything. You're doing yourself a disservice if you've never played them. Go out and play Mega. You could maybe skip Mega Man 1, but I think you should play it just for the sake of it. But play Mega Man. Guy's the best. Just skip his board game because his board game sucks. Thanks, you guys. If you enjoy the show, as I mentioned off the top, I would really appreciate it if you left me a good review and maybe told a friend about it. Let's get these numbers up. Let's fucking let's make this thing huge. Let's make this thing the biggest podcast in the history of the universe. Let's do. I don't know if that's. But yeah. Fuck it. Why not? It's something. Somebody has to have the biggest podcast in the history of the universe. Let's make it this one. Thanks for listening, you guys. And I will be back next week to talk a little Super Mario Kart. One of the greatest franchises ever. God, why do I always screw up these exits on this podcast? Okay, I'm going to go. Thanks for listening, you guys. I'll talk to you again next week.